Welcome to this guided meditation by Carly Patak. Feel free to check out my website, transformationing.com, for other downloadable MP3s and other meditations. You can also book a session to work one-on-one with me there. So as you're ready, get your body comfortable however you are, sitting or laying down. Perhaps finding a nice way to allow your head to rest, adjusting whatever you need to adjust, move around. And once you're settled, finding a spot to look at wherever you'd like. One small area to focus your eyes on. And when you're ready, taking a nice deep breath in. And as you release your breath, just feeling your body begin to relax. Breathing normally for a moment, looking at your spot. Recognizing this time is for you. You're welcome to relax as deeply as is comfortable for you. When you're ready, taking another nice deep breath in, this time holding your breath at the top and choosing when to release, choosing when to let go. As you do that, continuing to look at your spot, feeling how good it feels to let go, breathing normally for a moment. Whenever you're ready with your third nice deep breath, once again holding it at the top, and this time when you choose to release your breath, also allowing your eyes to close on down. And as you do that, noticing how nice it feels to allow your eyes to close. To feel as all your muscles continue to relax. To turn inward, to notice yourself. And noticing your body. Noticing as the muscles continue to relax. Making any other adjustments that might need to be made. Feeling how good it feels as the muscles in your neck and shoulders soften and loosen. Allowing that feeling to spread throughout your shoulders and back. Your face releasing and relaxing. Nothing to say. Nothing to express. You can simply be. And then your arms and legs relax. And noticing muscles in your chest and abdomen, allowing them to soften and loosen. Notice as your breaths flow freely, easily, and naturally. Now, as your body continues to relax, allowing yourself to notice that, beginning to tune in to your own imagination. As you tune into your inner awareness, to your imagination, any thoughts that come up about things you have to do, lists or days, you can just allow them to pass right through. For right now, you get to imagine. As you imagine, giving yourself permission to imagine anything at all. Your imagination doesn't have to be based in what you know as reality. It's your imagination. You can imagine anything in any way. Allowing yourself to do that as we continue forward, recognizing that we're going on a journey. Letting yourself begin to imagine that you are going to pack for this journey. And you might like to imagine that you have a backpack of some sort. Seeing however it is you imagine this backpack and giving yourself some time to consider what it is you'd like to pack for your journey. Perhaps food, water, clothes, maybe something else, maybe nothing. Do you want books or some way to entertain yourself? Tools? other objects or things you like to have with you? Perhaps you need more than a backpack. Maybe you prefer a suitcase, maybe something other way to bring this stuff. Just let yourself consider all of these things, what it is you would like to bring on your journey. And taking a moment to pack it all in your, I'm going to refer to it as a backpack. It might be something else for you. Pack it all in your backpack and take a last notice around whether there's anything else you forgot, something you'd like to bring, something you have brought and realized you don't need, however it is. When you're ready, putting your backpack on your back and letting yourself begin to imagine that you're walking down a path. Taking some time to notice the path, whether it's made of stone or surrounded by grass, whether perhaps it's on a sidewalk. Feeling how it feels as your feet step by step, move down the path. Noticing what's around your path. Maybe it's in nature. Maybe there are trees or something else. Maybe your path is in a more city-like place. However it is, just letting yourself move down your path, walking along. Feeling how that feels, having your backpack on your back. And as you move along your path, noticing a source of wonderful, pure water. Pausing at this water source. Taking a moment to consider, did you bring some sort of container of water? Have you already been carrying water with you? Noticing how you feel about this. Are you happy you were prepared? Do you wish you'd brought something else? And the wonderful thing is, it doesn't matter. This is your imagination. You can imagine anything at all. I'm taking a moment to somehow gather some of the water, whether it's in a container, whether it's in your hands or your mouth. And as you notice that water, blessing it, recognizing the magical substance that water is. And this is a very pure, clean source of water. And you can imbue it with your gratitude, your appreciation, your love. In whatever way you do it, allow yourself to drink some of that water. Perhaps you didn't realize you were thirsty, but in this moment, feeling the satiation. And perhaps your water tastes like something else. It's okay, it's your imagination. Maybe water is not your favorite thing to drink, and this water tastes exactly like the thing that is your favorite thing to drink. Yet it's still pure, clean water. How amazing is that? Feeling as that satiation spreads throughout your entire body. Noticing what you choose to do. Perhaps you choose to collect some of the water and bring it with. Maybe not. However that is, when you're ready, begin moving along the path once again. Noticing your backpack or whatever else you brought with you. Moving along the path further and further. Noticing how you feel as you carry these things along with you. And And as you continue to move down the path, recognizing that this is your imagination. You can walk if you'd like to continue to walk, but perhaps you would like to move in another way. Maybe you'd like to run. Maybe you'd like to ride a bike or fly or something else entirely, however it is. Letting yourself begin to move in the way that feels most delightful for you in this moment. Moving along the path and feeling the joy of that movement. Noticing what happens to your backpack. Do you continue wearing it? Do you set it somewhere within a vehicle? What happens? Allowing yourself to move along the path in whatever rate, whatever way is right for you. Till you see up ahead a clearing. Recognizing that this clearing is your current destination. And arriving at the clearing, and as you do, noticing that your destination is incredible. It is filled with everything you might want or need. There's a source of pure water. There's plenty of delicious food. There's clothing. There's buildings, if that's what you'd like. Recognize that this place has everything you could want or need in it. And taking a moment to take off or set down your backpack and to inspect the contents. To recognize what it is you brought with you that you packed from a sense of lack. Perhaps thinking, oh, there might not be enough water, there might not be enough food, there might not be enough warm clothing. What is it you brought from a sense of lack? And noticing what it is you brought from perhaps emotional attachment. Maybe certain pictures or something else. Noticing what else it is you brought. Recognizing if you feel that you'd like to choose to carry these things with you. Maybe you brought some stories, some books, some way to entertain yourself. Noticing how does it feel to carry these stories around? It's for you to answer. There's no right way to answer. It's your imagination. And seeing that in your imagination here in this place, there is enough. You can choose to set your backpack, everything you brought down, entirely. Perhaps there are some items you'd like to keep with you. However it is, doing just that till you are as free as you can be within this space and taking a moment to enjoy that freedom in your body. Maybe you walk around, maybe you lie down, maybe you dance. Maybe there's something else you really like to do. You can do it so easily in this place. Feeling that freedom. Enjoying doing that thing for a bit. And as you continue to do that thing, noticing that within this place, there's this special pod. And as you notice it, as you realize that it's there, you guys, this is a creation pod, a creation station. That this creation pod, creation station is a place for expanding upon your imagination, deepening, exploring your imagination even more. And taking some time to notice the details of your pod, what it's made out of or not made out of, whether you sit or lie in it, or however it is. And when you're ready, doing just that, entering your creation pod. Setting it however it needs to be set in whatever way. Perhaps there's a door you close. Perhaps there's something else. Settling into your creation pod, however you do that. Allowing yourself to close your eyes, to go even deeper within your imagination, within yourself. And as you do this, allowing yourself to begin to imagine your physical form, noticing how you choose to imagine yourself in physical form that feels wonderful and delightful for you. Maybe it's very similar to how you already are. Maybe there are just some small changes. Maybe there are some bigger changes. Maybe you take another form entirely. It's your imagination. You can notice what feels comfortable and appropriate for you. Filling into whatever physical form feels so good for you, so comfortable, so at home. Allow yourself to continue to imagine as you're in that physical form. What kind of place are you in? If you were to imagine the place that you live. Once again, maybe it's similar to the place you already live. Maybe it's very different. Just letting your imagination begin to let that place form. Place where you live. Notice the location. Is it in the same location you currently live? Maybe it's somewhere else entirely. Allowing yourself to create, to imagine, however it is. And letting yourself notice what you do in a day. It's not that every day needs to be the same. Of course, you can imagine as much time as you like. But what is it that you do in a day? Noticing if there are times of stillness, times of movement. Noticing how you consider work. And what work is for you, if you would use the term work or something else, and what it looks like for you. What is it you do? What is it you apply yourself to? How often do you apply yourself? How often do you work or play or whatever it is? As you can continue to explore within your imagination, allow yourself to explore who it is you're around. Who it is you connect with. And perhaps there are people you know there. Perhaps something else. Perhaps it's in another way. And notice how you communicate. Is communication through words and explanations and the way you are used to it? Are there expanded forms of communication? Is there communication that happens in other ways? As you consider this, let yourself consider, what about animals? What about nature? How do others communicate with the world around you. Perhaps there are other aspects to the world around you you communicate with. What is it like? You might begin to consider about food. How is food created? How is it procured? What is it like to eat? You can imagine anything. What about transportation? How do you and others go from place to place? Allow yourself, as you expand into your imagination, to consider the sorts of systems that are in place. Is there something like government? Is it similar to what we know now? Is it different? How do you imagine systems? Are there boundaries? Are there nations like we know now? What is it like? As you allow yourself to imagine it to this, perhaps letting yourself consider, what is it like when there's misalignment? Perhaps within yourself, between others, or in a wider way between the systems, how is misalignment addressed? And how do you imagine as you move further into this? How do you imagine the art, the music? As you imagine, feeling into it and recognizing this place that you live in, this form, with these systems and food and communication, how do you feel? How do you feel? What do you sense? What do you feel? Perhaps considering whether there are certain tools. Maybe there are tools for things we know now, medicine, healing. Maybe there are other sorts of tools. Letting yourself imagine and consider different tools, different, could put different words to it. Tool might not be the right word. It might be machine. It might be something else entirely. Just let yourself explore. As you allow yourself to explore, remembering that lesson you learned about packing in the backpack and what you thought you needed to bring with you, what perhaps you were bringing from a sense of lack, what perhaps you were choosing to bring. Noticing any lessons from that you might apply now. As you imagine, how can you imagine to the utmost of your ability to imagine in abundance, harmony, connection. As you feel that abundance and harmony and connection, let yourself realize that all of this imagination, all of this abundance and harmony and connection is creating from your own desires. Let yourself feel comfortable with realizing you have desires, and desires are not only okay, they're a wonderful place to create from. That you can not only accept your desires, but you can celebrate them. That when you connect desire and imagination, you create abundance and harmony and connection. It's a wonderful way to apply your energy. So feeling that, recognizing your desires are not only acceptable, but they're to be celebrated. Letting yourself, as you perhaps come to more awareness and peace within your ability to desire, to want, to let yourself extend that feeling into your coming days and weeks and beyond, continuing to explore and appreciate and notice your desires, your wants, to accept them, to celebrate them, to honor them. And taking a moment to anchor that celebration, that honoring, that connection with your desires, your ability to create with imagination from desire. Anchor it within something now. Perhaps it's an image, perhaps it's an object, perhaps it's a phrase, maybe it's something else. A way that you can connect right now. Just thinking of this phrase or image or object, you're anchoring this entire journey within that. And in whatever way, bringing that back with you and pausing for a moment, allowing yourself to have an idea. Whatever idea comes to you now about desire plus imagination equals creation. However that transforms into an idea, letting that idea be in your awareness. Bringing that idea along with you, along with your anchor, whatever that is, your object or image or phrase, bringing those both back to the here and now. Letting yourself notice yourself however you are, noticing your breath, noticing your body, becoming more awake and more aware, and feeling how good it feels to be you, exactly as you are. You get to create, you get to desire, you get to imagine, and you get to change however you choose. As I count from 10 down to 1, bringing back all that's important for you to remember. 10, 9, 8, your anchor. 7, 6, 5, your idea. Number 4, more awake and more aware. Number 3, 2, and 1. Totally awake, totally aware, feeling so good in so many ways. And perhaps allowing yourself to consider how often you might like to listen to this recording to continue to connect with your own desires, your own imagination, the coming days and weeks and months ahead.